Take your Bible and look at 1 John chapter number 4. 1 John chapter number 4. Just a few books before the book of the Revelation, 1 John chapter 4. And this will sort of tie into last week. If you remember last week, let's do a pop quiz real quick. How many are ready for a pop quiz? All right, three of you. Okay. For we walk by faith and not by. Now the Jews require a, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. And so we finished up with this last week. And when we was talking about this, and I went to this verse where we didn't turn to it, but I quoted the verse. And now I want to sort of tie in with this, if I can, 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Now, why would you want to do that for? Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come into flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus is come into flesh is not of God. Now, let me pause right there before we continue reading. If someone knocks on your door and says, hey, I want to come in and talk about the Bible with you a few minutes. Before you let them in, well, I wouldn't recommend you letting them in, but number one, I would say, all right, do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God and came to this world robed in flesh and died for the sins of the whole world? If they say, no, we don't believe that, then just close the door in their face. You say, that's ugly. Well, just do it in Christian love. Because the Bible says, every spirit that confesses not that Jesus come in the flesh is not of who? And so you wouldn't want them in your house, right? And this is that spirit of, look at there, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of what? Heavenly Father, bless the Bible study tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, 1 John chapter 4 says, number one, try the spirits to see if they be of God. Because, the reason you have to do that is because every spirit that comes is not the Holy Spirit. And every spirit, the Holy Spirit will always confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and come in the flesh. Any other spirit that is not of God will not do that. Now, what he says in 1 John, what he says is, ye are of God. If you have the Holy Spirit living on inside of you, and if you're saved, you do, then you and I ought to know the difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Now, excuse me. When you turn on the television, this is Christianity right here in the hole. You ready? This is it for the nutshell. They'll come to this church, they listen to what the preaching is. Then they go home and turn on the television, and the television says something different. Then they turn on the radio, and the radio says something totally different. And then you have a lot of Christians that are totally confused about everything. Because they don't know how to try the spirits to see if they be of God. They just think if somebody's holding a Bible and they got a large congregation, the guy's got a suit and tie on, that he must be telling the truth. But that's not true. It's not always true. And so the Bible says you ought to know the difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in, guess what, truth. And if it's not in truth, it's not of God. I don't care how sincere they are. A lot of people say, well, they're sincere, you know, in what they believe. Well, you can sincerely go to hell. You understand? Well, they were sincere. Well, if you was sincere in the wrong thing, sincerity is not going to do you any good, being sincere. And so here we have in 1 John chapter 4, trying the Spirit. Now, take your Bible and look at Revelation chapter 2. Look at Revelation chapter 2. Let me show you how this is done. Revelation chapter 2. Now, Revelation chapter 2 will tell you how to do this. Look at how they did this. Revelation chapter 2. Look at verse 1. Revelation 2, verse 1. Unto the angel of the church at Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience. And how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not. And hast found them what? Now, this is in the middle of a church service. In the middle of a church service. There is somebody in the congregation that says, hey, I'm an apostle. Well, number one, let me help you. There are no apostles today. Now, I know you saw on television, somebody said apostle so-and-so and so-and-so on the television. You saw it scroll across the screen, and so you thought, well, there's an apostle. Well, Acts chapter number 1 says the first requirement, or one of the requirements, to be an apostle is to have witnessed the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So what I'm doing, I'm trying the spirits. You say you're an apostle. Okay. Did you witness the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Well, no. Well, then get somewhere and sit down and shut up. There ain't kids in here, are there? I know y'all don't want them to know shut up, but sometimes you just have to say shut up in Christian love. Are you an apostle? Oh, yes, I'm an apostle. Well, Mark 16:16 says, if you are, then you'll be able to drink this glass of liquid plumber and it won't hurt you. Drink up. Well, get down, sit down and hush then. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Some of you are saying, well, preacher, that's too hard. You're supposed to love everybody. Hey, all I'm supposed to do is love this Bible. And if you want to fellowship and have truth, if you want to practice error, go somewhere else and do that. This ain't going over too good. But it's Wednesday night. Now, this is what they did. They tried them to see and found out what? Well, that's probably what they did. They said, hey, here's a glass of liquid plumber. You saying you're an apostle? Drink this. Well, the guy fell over dead. Guess what? They found him out to be a liar. Drug him on out down to the funeral home. Let's get on with the church service. Say, preacher, that's ugly. That's the way they did it in the Bible. We got too many sissy Christians nowadays. Got their feelings on their sleeve, and everybody's offended about something. Well, I'm offended. Well, get unoffended in the same britches you put on this morning. Hallelujah. Anyway. Where was I? Oh, now, look at this. Look at 1 Timothy. Look at 1 Timothy. Let me show you this. This is just a Bible study, really not a message of any kind. 1 Timothy. Look at chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. First Timothy chapter 4, and I want you to take notice of something. Look at verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith. Y'all believe we're living in the latter times? Okay. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing what? Is that plural or singular? Plural, got an S on it. And doctrines of devils, is that plural or singular? That's more than one, right? Okay. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Verse 3 says, in the latter days, forbidding to marry. Anybody know anybody that forbids their priest to marry? Oh, y'all not ready for that. And commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Now, look at verse 13. Paul says, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to what? Is doctrine singular or plural there? Singular. Okay. Look at chapter 6. Look at chapter 6. And look verse 1. 1 Timothy 6:1. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and His, who's the His? God is God's what? Is doctrine singular or plural? So what y'all are telling me by reading your Bible is that the devil, his doctrines are a bunch. Y'all see that? Everywhere you see the devil's doctrines, it's got an S on it, and it covers a whole multitude of a bunch. But every time you see the doctrine of God, it's always what? Singular. Because he only has one. Did y'all know this? There's only one God. But on this earth, there's a lot of people that claim to be small, G-O-D-S, gods. There's only one, Jesus Christ. Y'all agree with that? But the Bible says in Matthew 24, in the last days, many false Christs with an S shall come. The Bible says that there's only one Holy Spirit. But the Bible also says the spirits, seducing spirits, and doctrines of devils, all with an S. Isn't that odd? Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible only has one body of doctrine, and that's God's doctrine. This is not a Baptist Bible. It's not a Methodist Bible. It's not a Presbyterian Bible. It's not a Church of Christ Bible. It's not an Episcopalian Bible. It's not a Roman Catholic Bible. It's God's Bible. And there's not but one doctrine that ought to be preached. Every church in Dyer County, Tennessee, ought to be, if they're using the same Bible, they ought to believe all the same thing. Do they? Why? Somebody ain't reading the Bible right. Somebody's reading it upside down. Now some of you said, well, that's just impossible. Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you thought that. Look at Revelation 16. Revelation 16. Look at this. Revelation 16. All right, Revelation 16. A few more verses. Look at verse 13. Y'all remember what 13 is? 13 is the number of rebellion. Verse 13. And I saw three unclean, what? Got an S on it? Like frogs. Come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. That's the unholy trinity there. For they are the, what? Got an S on it? Of who? Got an S on it? Work it. Now, hang on. Hold the phone, Joan. Verse 14, for they are spirits of devils. Good thing or bad thing? That's a bad thing. What are they doing? Well, cut off my legs and call me Shorty. You mean to tell me the devil and all of his imps and devils and demons and whatevers can work miracles? Wonder why they do that. Working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth, the whole world, to gather them together to battle the great day of God Almighty. You know why they do that? They are the master of deception. They want to deceive you. That's why 1 John says, try the spirits to see if they be of God. Because if they're not, then you need to stay away from them. Now, I want you to look at, look at 2 Corinthians. Look at 2 Corinthians right after 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Look at this. Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. Notice, 13, isn't that something? 13's the number of what? Look at verse 13. For such are false apostles. False apostles. He's got an S on it. Deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of who? And then what he says is, no marvel. Don't let that bother you. Why? Because for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Y'all see that? So if the devil can do works, and the devil can try to deceive you, and will deceive you if he can, and all of his workers can deceive you, then don't you think that he's going to use religion as a whole to deceive the whole world? By doctrines that are not true. Now, let me show you something else. Look at Matthew 7. Keep going left, Matthew 7. You might find this interesting if you hadn't found anything else interesting. Matthew 7, look at this. Matthew 7, verse number 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Y'all see that? But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Y'all see that? In other words, have we not preached in the name of God? And in thy name have cast out what? And in thy name done many wonderful what? Now that's some good stuff. Preaching. Casting out devils. I had to do that with my kids when they was little. And do many wonderful works, and that is a wonderful thing to be doing. Now watch. Verse 23. And then will I profess unto them, who's them? The people that has done many, many wonderful works, cast out devils, and prophesied in his name. Y'all see that? He's going to say to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work, what? Isn't that odd? How is that possible? That somebody can deceive so many, many people. Why? Because people sitting on church pews all over the world do not know the difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You ought to be able to do this in closing. You ought to be able to do this. You ought to be able to sit in any church. Now, I wouldn't recommend it, but you ought to be able to sit in any church in Dyer County. You ought to be able to turn on the Christian radio. You ought to be able to turn on Christian television. And this, you ought to know enough about the Bible to where if someone said on the television, they got a Bible, they got a suit and tie on, and they got 5,000 people in their congregation. And they say this, you have to be baptized in Jesus' name only before you can go to heaven. Something on the inside of you ought to go, wrong answer. If they said, you have to do this, you have to kiss the Pope's big toe, and you got to come through the catechisms, and you got to come through Mother Teresa and Mother Mary and whoever else, something on the inside of you ought to go, wrong answer. It ought to be like a metal detector on the inside of you that goes, But so many people don't know the difference, and they don't know the truth, and they take it in, and they do not know the difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And that's why when you go out, you can go either direction, right or left, and there's multitudes of churches that say they use the Bible, and they believe all kind of different things. Some people believe, you know, you got to talk funny to get saved, go to heaven, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Not in the Bible, by the way. Not in the Bible, by the way. Not in the Bible, by the way. Not in there. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, let's try that spirit real quick because I just felt a little kink in the room. And the only way, if you run up on a stump, the only when you're fishing and you get hooked up on a stump, you keep circling till you come off. Romans 8 verse 9 says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. So either you get the Spirit of Christ when you get saved, or you don't get it. You don't get saved today and get the Holy Ghost 6 months later. Wrong answer. Say, preacher, how are you being? No, I'm tired. Listen, I'm tired of the spirit of error. Somebody needs to have the spirit of truth. And there is a difference, and you ought to know it. Why? Because we walk by and not by. I don't have to say nothing. All I got to do is read it and believe it. Say, well, I know what that Bible says, but I know what I've experienced. Well, whatever you've experienced, if it don't line up with that, whatever you experience, throw out the window. And stay with this. Because somebody's trying to deceive you. Amen. Well, anyway. Whatever. So when they knock on your door, hey, let me just say this. You know why so many of those, and I call names around here. Somebody said, well, I wouldn't call names. Well, that's why the Lord called me to preach. He didn't call you. Because he know you wouldn't call no names, and I will. You know why the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses, when they go around and knock on doors, you know how they're getting so many people? It's because people get saved in Baptist churches, and they're handed the Bible and say, there's your Bible, do the best you can. And they're not told the truth. They're just handing the Bible. Here, do the best you can. That's like giving a newborn baby a steak and a fork and a knife and say, all right, have at it. Jump on it. Well, no wonder they choked. Because somebody's knocking on the doors, got a bottle of milk. And they're like, well, come on in, because the church I got saved in never did tell us nothing. They never did train us in nothing. That's why. So that's why we try to teach the truth. We teach the Bible. Y'all ever wondered why our adult Sunday school classes, now some of the smaller kids, they have them little things you color in, and that's what you do. That's what kids do. You with me? They got the little flannel graphs. I remember Miss Judy teaching Sunday, had them little flannel. Boy, she'd put Joseph up there and whoever else, and Joseph was Joseph 1 week, and he could be Daniel the next week, the same flannel graph. You know, just that's what you taught, you know. They probably don't do flannel graphs anymore. They probably, I don't know, do projectors. But my class, Dad's class, we don't have Sunday school literature. Now, I'll kink some right here. Some of you get a little kinked up right here. We don't have Sunday school literature. Well, why not? Well, most all that is, let me tell y'all, almost all that is everybody just gets a little thing to read. All right, you read a little paragraph. Okay, you read a little paragraph. All right, what y'all think about that? Did that make you feel warm and fuzzy? Now, ma'am, would you read the next paragraph? Oh, ain't that nice? That's good. Who won the game last night? And then most times Sunday school turns into this. Well, we need to pray for so-and-so. Now, I mean, I'm not gossiping or nothing. But we just need to pray for them. They got a little drinking problem. We need to pray for them. For 30 minutes. Is that helping anybody? And they walk out of Sunday school class and don't nobody know nothing about the Bible. And I already know that's a double negative. Because I did it on purpose. We try to teach the Bible. This is what the Bible says right here. Go to this verse. Go to that verse. And people are like, wow. Just give me a quarterly that I can just sort of thumb through Saturday night before we get to church. And then I read my little paragraph. Well, this is what it meant to me. Well, who cares what it meant to you? And Winston's about to get me. Anyway. I'm kidding. I don't smoke. All right. Need to be teaching the Bible. Amen.